DHS deports a legal immigrant pardoned by Minnesota of child sex crimes. The Department of Homeland Security announced Friday that it had moved forward in deporting an illegal immigrant recently pardoned by Minnesota of a conviction for sexually assaulting a young girl 2 decades ago. ICE deported Tu Vang, an illegal alien convicted child rapist, Acting Assistant Secretary Lauren Biss said in a press release. This monster repeatedly sexually assaulted a 10-year-old girl. Tu Lu Vang of Laos was granted clemency by the Minnesota Board of Pardons, which consists of Governor Tim Walz, Attorney General Keith Ellison, and Chief Justice of the Minnesota Supreme Court Natalie Hudson, a week before he was set to be removed. According to DHS, none could be reached for comment before publication. Vang was set for deportation last month, but the Minnesota Board of Pardons accepted his application for clemency on June 10th. Being granted a pardon is a notable achievement and a reflection of the work you have done since your conviction, the letter granting Vang clemency said. It added that the pardon purges his sex crime conviction from his criminal record and would no longer require him to disclose it at any time or place, except for a judicial proceeding or during the licensing process for peace officers. This erased the convictions that made Vang removable from the United States, DHS previously said in a statement. Despite the pardon, Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrested and deported him. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said in a post on X that he revoked Vang's legal status. Just weeks ago, a convicted sex offender and a foreign national was shielded from deportation by the governor of Minnesota, Rubio said. This foreign criminal will never pose a threat to any American ever again. Americans must never be forced by their elected leaders to live alongside foreign sex criminals who have no right to begin with to reside in our country. Vang was convicted in February 2006 of first-degree criminal sexual conduct against a young girl, starting when she was 10 years old, from 2002 to 2004. DHS said he once attempted to offer the victim $10 to remain quiet and had justified his actions to police when being interviewed, saying, "It is a cultural thing, to marry and have sex with girls as young as 12. The man also told authorities the victim was just as guilty as he and should be arrested, according to DHS. After Vang's conviction, a judge issued a final order of removal on October 31, 2006, but he spent the next roughly 20 years in custody. Tim Walz pardoned this sex criminal in an attempt to allow him to remain in our country, Biss said. These are the criminal illegal aliens he and sanctuary politicians are protecting. The Minnesota Board of Pardons receives recommendations on clemency applications from a 9-member clemency review commission appointed by the board. According to the commission's website, it performs administrative work for the board and meets at least 4 times a year to hear eligible clemency applications. Applicants for pardons are required to appear before the commission, and victims are given an opportunity to speak or submit written statements. The commission then makes written recommendations to the Board of Pardons about whether to grant or deny applications. The Clemency Commission did not respond to a request for comment prior to this publication.